This article will be studied during the week of November 30th through December 6th. Guard against the spirit of the world. Theme text. Everything in the world does not originate with the Father. 1 John 2:16. Song 22. The kingdom is in place. Let it come. Focus. How to resist three of the world's subtle influences.
Paragraph 1, question. How does Satan use the spirit of the world?
We live in a world that is ruled by Satan. He especially wages a bitter fight against Christ's followers. This does not mean that Satan is in every place at all times. In fact, the Bible does not indicate that any angel, wicked or righteous, has that ability. But Satan has a large number of wicked angels on his side. And the spirit of the world, which Satan promotes, is everywhere. Most people yield to its influence, whether they realize it or not.
1 John 2:15 and 16 reads,
"Do not love either the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because everything in the world, the desire of the flesh, and the desire of the eyes, and the showy display of one's means of life, does not originate with the Father, but originates with the world."
Even if people do not believe that Satan exists, they please him when they act according to the world's spirit. In a sense, they are caught alive by him to do his will. 2 Timothy 2:26.
Paragraphs 2 and 3, question A. How did Jehovah's people differ from those who yield to the spirit of the world? Question B. Of what danger do we need to be aware?
At one time, many of us acted in accord with the spirit of the world. What did we do, however, when we learned what this spirit is and who is behind it? We followed the Bible's admonition to reject ungodliness and worldly desires. Titus 2:11-12. The fact that we have done so despite Satan's widespread influence and enormous power indicates that we want to have Jehovah's backing. Indeed, Jehovah's people are to be commended for firmly resisting the spirit of the world. Nevertheless, we need to be aware of a danger. The world appeals to our sinful tendencies, often in subtle ways. As a result, some who had initially put up a hard fight for the faith have later become infected by the spirit of the world. This article will provide suggestions that can help us avoid that outcome. First, though, we will consider what is meant by the expression, the spirit of the world. 1 Corinthians 2:12. What is the spirit of the world?
Paragraph 4, question. What is the spirit of the world, and how is it manifest today?
In the Bible, the expression the spirit of the world refers to the way people who are not friends of God think and act. Those who are infected by the spirit of the world tend to be selfish. They may also reject Jehovah's moral standards. For example, many today take a permissive view of ungodly conduct. They follow the will of the nations, not the will of the Creator. 1 Peter 4:3.
Paragraph 5, question. In what way is the world's spirit like the air?
The spirit of the world is one of the effective means by which Satan is misleading the entire inhabited earth. Revelation 12:9. The Apostle Paul spoke of it as the air.
Ephesians 2:1-2 reads,
"Furthermore, God made you alive, though you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you at one time walked according to the system of things of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience."
What a fitting illustration. Like air that is polluted by harmful contaminants, the spirit of the world is harmful, yet it may be easy to breathe in. And as mentioned earlier, it is everywhere. Let us consider a few subtle ways that the world's spirit can affect us and how we can avoid its influence.
The picture for paragraph 5 shows a brother watching a violent movie while his wife sits next to him, doing something on her phone. The Bible on their coffee table is covered up with secular magazines. The picture caption reads, "The spirit of the world is easy to breathe in."
Shun unwholesome speech.
Paragraph 6, question. How is the spirit of the world evident in people's speech?
The Bible foretold that in the last days people would be boastful, haughty, and not open to any agreement. 2 Timothy 3:1-3. People today often display those traits in their speech. For example, news reports tell of verbal disputes that escalate into violence. Abusive speech is also common in many homes. So is obscene language, which can be heard coming from the mouths of adults and children alike. Such speech certainly reflects the spirit of the world.
Paragraph 7. Question. How can we examine our speech?
As Christians, we should be exemplary in our speech, whether we are communicating in person or electronically. In examining our speech, we can ask ourselves, do I use foul language when I am provoked? Perhaps when I am dealing with people who don't know that I am one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Do my conversations with fellow believers tend to be negative, cynical, even sarcastic? Do I speak harshly to my family members? What would they say about my speech?
Paragraph 8. Question. How can we shun unwholesome speech?
What can we do if we discern that our speech reflects the spirit of the world? We need to change more than our words. Remember what Jesus said. Whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and those things defile a man. Matthew 15:18. As Jesus indicated, our speech usually reflects how we feel inside. That is why the Bible links abusive speech with negative emotions, such as anger, wrath, and malicious bitterness. If you realize that you need to put away such traits, ask Jehovah in prayer to help you to cultivate more fully the new personality.
Colossians 3, 8-10 reads,
"But now you must put them all away from you. Wrath, anger, badness, abusive speech, and obscene talk out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Strip off the old personality with its practices, and clothe yourselves with the new personality, which through accurate knowledge is being made new according to the image of the one who created it."
You might also do research to find articles in our publications that offer help on this topic. Be resolved not to let the spirit of the world influence your attitude or pollute your speech. Reject immoral conduct.
Paragraph 9. Question. How is the world spirit evident in the way people view Jehovah's moral standards?
The spirit of the world is evident today in the complete disregard many people have for Jehovah's moral standards. It is common for people in the world to condone or even encourage abortion, homosexuality, and premarital sex. If we are not careful, the world spirit can gradually weaken our hatred for what is bad. We might even begin to think that the world's viewpoint is enlightened, while the Bible standards are outdated. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jehovah's ways are always for our good. They are higher than man's ways, and they do not become outdated with the passing of time.
Paragraph 10. Question. How can we examine our view of the things that Jehovah hates?
Those who want to please Jehovah must hate what he hates. With that in mind, we can ask ourselves, do I feel that Jehovah's moral laws are keeping me from living as I would really like to? Does my choice of entertainment indicate that I am drawn to things that Jehovah hates? Do I wish that Jehovah would somehow adjust his standards to conform to my desires?
Paragraph 11. Question. How can we learn to hate the things that Jehovah hates?
What if you feel drawn to something that Jehovah hates? Do not conclude that it is impossible for you to live by Jehovah's standards. Remember that all imperfect humans are inclined to sin. However, you can choose not to act on wrong desires, not to carry out the will of the flesh. Ephesians 2:3. Also, you should refuse to dwell on wrong desires. If at some point you sense that a wrong desire has come up in your heart, immediately turn your eyes and your mind away from things that Jehovah hates, and reflect on how such things could damage your relationship with Jehovah and with others. Be determined not to let that happen. With Jehovah's help, you can learn to hate what is bad. Avoid online dangers.
Paragraph 12. Question. How is the world spirit reflected on the Internet?
For many of us, the Internet plays a role in nearly every aspect of our life, including our worship. However, much of what is found on the Internet promotes the spirit of the world. For example, online pornography is widespread and can be easily accessed by adults and by children. Sexting, the practice of sending sexually explicit photos, videos, or messages, is rampant, especially among youths. There is also an abundance of online propaganda that distorts reality and misleads many. Social media posts often present the highlights of people's lives. Such images, comments, and short videos can make us feel that we need to spend more time in recreation and travel, even at the expense of our worship.
Paragraph 13. Question. How can we evaluate our use of the Internet?
We need to be careful about any online activity that can consume our time or negatively affect our thinking. In that regard, we can ask ourselves, how much time do I spend scrolling through online content without a specific reason for doing so? What kind of content do I allow myself to be exposed to? How quickly do I turn away from what is objectionable? Am I quick to believe everything that I read online, or am I careful to check the facts?
Paragraph 14. Question. How can we avoid online dangers?
To guard against the spirit of the world, limit how much time you spend online and avoid looking at anything inappropriate. Also, parents should carefully monitor their children's use of social media. Many researchers have found that youths who spend a lot of time on social media are more likely to be lonely, anxious, and depressed than those who do not. When you apply the practical counsel found in God's Word, you will be able to avoid online dangers. You can succeed.
Paragraph 15. Question. What do you learn from Gloria's experience?
If you find that you have been affected by the spirit of the world, take steps to correct the situation. Consider the experience of Gloria, who learned the truth at an early age, but was influenced by a desire for fame and money. She says, "I wanted to be rich. As a result, I started to neglect the meetings, and soon I didn't want to be a witness anymore." In time, Gloria realized that her goals were shaped by the spirit of the world. What did she do? She says, "I increased my time in personal Bible study and prayer, and I cut off association with people who were not serving Jehovah. Now I'm rich with spiritual blessings, and I'm happy to know that Jehovah, not Satan's world, is influencing my life."
The picture for paragraph 15 shows the same couple happily following along in their Bibles as episode 3 of The Good News According to Jesus plays on their TV. The picture caption reads, "What can you do to resist the spirit of the world?" Paragraph 16. Question. What does Robert's experience teach you?
Consider also the experience of Robert's. Because of the bad influence of schoolmates and unwholesome entertainment, Robert's world became marked by smoking, drinking, and homosexuality. He says, "I felt that I had freedom to do as I wanted." In time, however, Robert realized that he was not free at all. He had merely become a slave to the world. What did he do? Robert relates, I have surrounded myself with people who love Jehovah. I have made changes in the way I carry myself, in the way I dress and groom myself, and even in the way I speak. How does Robert feel now? He says, I wake up every day aware that I have a clean life, much different from the life I had before. This is a blessing that makes me feel truly rich.
Paragraph 17. Question. Why can you be certain that you can resist the spirit of this world?
What have we considered in this article? Clearly, we must reject the spirit of this world. That includes shunning unwholesome speech, rejecting immoral conduct, and avoiding online dangers. Although the spirit of this world is powerful, do not despair. You can resist its influence. After all, Jehovah is far more powerful than Satan and his wicked world.
1 John 4:4 reads,
You originate with God, little children, and you have conquered them, because the one who is in union with you is greater than the one who is in union with the world.
Furthermore, Jehovah will provide you with his Holy Spirit, the most powerful force in the universe, to help you avoid this world's influence. May we all be determined to continue walking by God's Spirit and guard against the spirit of the world. Galatians 5:16. How can we guard against the spirit of the world with respect to our speech, our view of immoral conduct, our use of the internet? Song 124, Ever Loyal. End of article.